There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and wishing you a warm, radiant welcome to Mass Hysteria.
Someone's been practicing.
That's uncanny. I thought she was in the room.
I did have more. I had a full line about celebrating International Women's Day, calling people unicorns and things. But, to be honest, the nerves got the better of me. It wasn't my...
We're here to celebrate tantric womanhood. Find our inner selves. Come on, Timothy.
How are you guys doing?
Fine. You haven't introduced the show?
Oh, yeah. No,
right. I presumed you were doing that after.
I don't mind, but, you know, be professional.
Yeah, okay. Hello, welcome to Mass Hysteria with me, stand-up comedian Omar Abid, wedding celebrant Sarah Clark, at Sarah Clark Celebrates on Instagram, and my wife Claire Limmer Abid.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're good, but it's an audio medium.
Yeah.
I'm doing this with a black eye, but I guess some of this might make it to Instagram. So if you want to see my black eye, yeah. I'll plug our Instagram. Head to at Maps Hysteria. I blacked out. I wasn't punched. I haven't been in a fight.
Yeah, we didn't have that big a disagreement about one of the couples.
I was like, rah. I just blacked out and fell against some tiles, but I'm fine. Nothing, a little bit of gossiping about other people can't fix.
it's the best medicine.
That's what they always say. Gossiping about Australians is the best medicine.
I remember though, last time we, in our last series, didn't you fall off your daughter's scooter?
Skateboard.
All right, guys.
Skateboard.
Yes. It's not unusual. A few people have messaged me going, this is very on brand. I'm just like covered in scars.
No, well, it's good that, I mean, it doesn't look great. But your face, I would appreciate if you turn away from me for most of this recording, but the good
news, you've got the best side.
That's true. But still, turn
away. I don't know if I've got a best side, but yeah.
But no, we're glad it could have been worse, so we're glad you're not too badly injured.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would have been quite awkward if you had to be like, sadly, one of our co-hosts is dead. And we're only on episode 9.
Yeah. She's not able to be here today.
So today's episode will be an hour later than normal.
And I said to Johnny, it's quite an undignified way to go in your swimming costume sliding down a tiled wall. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's how I'd want to die. But then he was like, but you were doing what you loved, because I had like a Prosecco. I'd been in the sauna.
Well, it does sound good. Were there other guests there?
It was quite quiet, luckily. Okay. But I was saying to you, like, I was in this like wet heap of like swimming costume, and all the staff were fully clothed. So I just felt really... Anyway, it's not about me. It's about Jaden and Aiden. Jaden.
Oh, okay, I think there might have been some brain damage. No, but seriously though, What a week.
It's, oh, yeah.
We said.
No, no, no. Goodness. What a day. What a couple of days.
Because we said, we ended our last episode on Tuesday saying, I imagine Friday's episode, the tone's going to change because it's all very nice and we're yeah. excited about a lot of the couples.
Yeah.
And the confessions and photo ranking of
that's going to do it.
Torpedoed.
Yeah. Torpedoed.
Yeah. And we also knew there was going to be some stuff that was outrageous, but maybe not that outrageous.
No. I know.
Well, we had a brief chat beforehand because the two episodes are sort of similar in that it's all confessions and photo ranking and what have you.
And insults and humiliation.
Yeah. We thought we'd do it, I don't know, couple by couple, topic by topic, yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Rather than break it down into Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Can't remember which was which either.
So, yeah. Exactly. So, who do you want to start with?
Well, I thought if we start with Lauren and Jonathan.
Okay.
Not loads has happened, but I'm really warming to her because she is funny. And she was saying about how, because obviously he's a bit more like sporty than her, and he was talking about going down to the pool, and she was like, I'll just watch you with a bucket of fried chicken. She's just so into KFC.
She is. She's into KFC.
She's mentioned fried chicken like four times.
Yeah, because there's one like opposite.
I know.
She's like cock-a-hoop about that.
And she says there's another fried chicken place around the corner she wants to try.
She tried.
It's second only to the product placement for Kit Kat.
Yeah. I actually have some Kit Kats with me. I was going to call them Tit Tats because obviously we're not being sponsored, so we can't just like bandy about these big names. We want the big dollar. Okay. I know there's so much product placement.
Yeah.
There is.
I mean, they're all sat with their Kit Kats, so that must be.
They've just got a box of them.
Right.
Yeah. Into, you know. So, I mean, I can picture it. Surprise, surprise, my family used to own a news agency. So, I can picture the box.
gone
to the cash and carry and just got a load of Kit Kats.
Right, where's my box?
Yeah. Well, yeah, please, Nestle.
Yeah, we've not had any freebies from this podcast yet.
Not yet.
Not even from you, Omar.
I've had Paul's book.
Oh yeah.
Find Love.
Yeah, it's good. I'm nearly finished it now.
Okay.
Problem is the podcast.
Are you hoping to find love still?
you got some tips.
There's a questionnaire at the end of the book, which I think we should do. I think that'd be.
Oh, I'd love. Wow. Wait, just you two in private, all of three of us.
Well, we can all do it.
I'll throttle, like pushing for the throttle.
But well, maybe Johnny can join us that episode.
Going back to Lauren and Jonathan. Lauren and Jonathan, I am just really warming to her.
What I like about, I agree.
I never disliked her, but she was just pure chaos.
Mm. I had mixed feelings about because she is funny. She's undoubtedly funny, but yeah, what is she on there for? So what I'm happy.
What is she
about,
on?
Yeah.
Full stop.
I don't know what those 11 herbs and spices are that but I'm glad that during that photo ranking thing, she was actually like, it, only to cameras, she said, he's the best one here, not just the way he looks.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, they're definitely warm to each other. They both put each other top, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they did, yeah.
And, she, you know, there was such a danger that she was just going to see him as this, like, nice guy, boring.
Yeah.
But she seems to be seeing, like, he has got a more, like, laid-back sense of humour or whatever it is, because she's taking the piss out of him.
Yeah, and someone at my work pointed out that he's not... He can't be that dry because he does laugh at her jokes.
Yeah. I don't think he's dry. I think he's just a bit more, like, chill.
Mm.
And she's anything but chill. No, but... Yeah.
Well, the photo ranking was... It was the perfect balance of sort of making light of it, taking the piss a bit... Calling.
Have you got any more adjectives than lovely?
I mean, that was very repetitive.
But it was so telling because obviously he must fancy some of them, and he's like, "Well, I can't say they're hot, so I'm just going to say a euphemism: lovely."
But the way she approached it, I don't think she would have cared if he'd said she's hot. She's hot.
Possibly.
As long as she was at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. So they both did the right thing.
Yeah.
But they handled it with a lightness.
Yeah.
That was fine.
They handled it the best out of everyone, to be fair, because they did it. They didn't shy away from it,
mm-hmm.
but also they didn't cause loads of drama between themselves.
No. And she called Ben and Jack fuckheads. His pants are too tight.
I know.
That's interesting.
If it hadn't started off on the wrong footing with Jack and Lauren, I wonder if they would have fancied each other. They've obviously like, you know, there's like the opposite of hate. The opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
Mm-hmm.
There's no indifference there. They both decided they really hate each other.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a little bit of...
Well, we...
Yeah. Is that her normal type? Is it his normal type?
Yeah. We assumed that that was her normal type because she said she's into red flags and...
And granddads. I'm into red flags and granddads.
Yeah. Yeah, she put Richard quite high up.
Can that be the name?
She had to
Can that be the name of this week's episode? Red flags and granddads.
Yeah, perfect. she put him quite high up because she said, I know he's old, but I'm a savage.
She's like, oh wow. Said, I think her exact words were, I'll fuck your brother, I'll fuck your dad. Nobody's safe. I think once you get to know her a bit better, her humour makes a bit more sense.
Yeah,
I'm just warming to her. And she's just going to be the voice of reason sometimes when these knobheads are being knobheads.
Yes.
And she calls them out.
Yeah.
She's not afraid of anybody.
Yeah. And actually the tasks are kind of quite good opportunities to create drama if you really want to.
Yes.
And she didn't do that at all.
No. She was scrolling through his contacts just going whore after whore after whore. And then picked out like, oh my God, what is this? It said it was a taxi company, like a text message or something. She said, oh, cab call.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, she just picked out something that was obviously nothing.
Yeah.
And then on her phone, it was just all the receipts from KFC.
Bless her. So that's... I don't think there's anything else that really happened with them.
No, I don't think there was much else other than, as you've said, kind of warming yeah. to them. Him as well. Yeah, I'm getting to like him a bit more.
Yeah. And then your tweet made me laugh if we talk about Ben and Ellie next, because you're like, who? Who are these two? And that's exactly what me and Johnny did. They came on screen and we're like, oh, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
Oh, yeah, them. All right.
And
they're still in it.
Quite quickly.
Yeah.
You remember. It all comes crashing back.
Well, I thought... Ben just seemed... Is he laid back or just dull? And it turns out he's a bit weird and a bit of a prick.
Well, yeah, like really clunky language.
Yeah.
And saying like, oh, she must be a really sensitive woman.
Oh, that was so...
I was like, what? Because she has feelings about offspring and like
her future.
Because
she definitely wants children. So therefore, you know, I understand you're a sensitive woman.
So patronising.
Unbelievably patronising.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, her explanation was crystal clear.
Yeah.
It's like, I want children. You're the one who's saying you're open to children, but you're also not open to having children.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
Scenario.
You're the one who has to tell me where you are, because I'm telling you I'm definitely, I want children.
Yeah.
It's just quite obvious.
His language was just icky. Mm-hmm. Like, kids are very important for females.
Oh, man.
I just sometimes feel like men talk about women like we're in the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, I just... I mean, it does remind me of Friday Night Dinner. It does remind me of that sort of like the females. Like, again, yeah. I just have these men met many women. I just don't understand. Like, maybe it's also, it could be a cultural thing. Maybe in Australia they say males and females. We don't.
I don't know. It sounds weird. Yeah, it sounds very, very odd.
Mm. And then to like diminish her by being like, you're being sensitive. Oh. It's such a huge topic.
Yeah.
Like, do you want kids?
Yeah.
It's huge.
And she wasn't being sensitive.
No, not
at all.
At all.
She was just saying, this is important to me. And if it isn't important to you, then I need to know.
Yeah.
She wasn't being touchy or sensitive or emotional. And then he said something like, well, I understand she just wants to be a mum.
I know.
Isn't that, she just wants to be a mum? She's also saying to you, I want to have a family with somebody.
Be on the same page. And,
yeah.
And, and he was like, oh, just settling down with any old man.
He had a proper bee in his bonnet about that. She was agreeing with him.
How many women in society do just settle? And she goes,
she's like,
loads.
Yeah.
And then you just didn't let her say
she's
like...
She's like, yeah, but not, I'm not saying
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I want someone who wants what I want, and then I will have children with them. Do you want what
I just wasn't hearing her. I wonder if he's like... I don't know in what particular scenario he could have been burnt by that, but it felt like it was coming from a place of like, oh, these bloody women always talking about kids. It's like,
yeah.
What, is he just seeing loads of profiles where people are looking for baby daddies? Mm. Like, what? He's on the wrong sites, clearly. I don't know. It just felt like it was like touching a nerve almost.
And when he did made that point, and he was saying, how many women in society do that? And just be like, oh, he's got his own teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know,
oh, yeah.
That'll do. His voice that he did was really weird.
Do you think that's his podcast voice?
Oh.
Do you think he decided he had a point to make and he wanted to make it no matter what she said? Mm-hmm. And then he went into presenter mode.
Yeah, maybe.
Podcast mode.
It's like you do your whole Geordie thing when you're on the podcast, don't you?
Actually, do I get too Geordie for your liking?
Yeah, you're actually normally very well spoken.
I don't really have anything else to say about those two because I find them a bit dull.
Yeah.
Not in a horrible way, I just there's nothing like really distinguishing about them yet.
Mm. Well, I mean, this is something. At least there's something to dislike.
Yeah, yeah.
Now no, they're moving from dull into, whoa, we don't like him.
Yeah.
Aren't they really?
I'm seeing so many more red flags this week of things that I wouldn't be able to come back from.
Yeah.
Does that lead us on to Jaden and Eden? Because that was such a car crash to watch.
That was so early on in the episode on Wednesday as well. I was just like, what is going on? Why, if they're putting this early, then what's coming next?
So I don't know if I'd be able to come back from this. Mm-hmm. And not because I'm a prude about the act, because I'm with her. It was more him not having any regrets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The whole thing is gross. Yeah. It's gross. But if somebody was like, I was really young, it was a stupid thing to do, I was really hurt, and like, I regret it, it was horrible. But he basically weaponized sex.
Mm. Yes.
Which is sounds, a really close...
Sounds pretty hot.
Yeah. He weaponized sex, which for me is a really close cousin to like abuse. Because it's like, that is not... That doesn't sound like a very healthy... I mean, obviously it's not healthy. But where's the consent with these three people? Mm-hmm. They've all been bullied into it. There's all this hurt, horrible. Mm. But then that aside, it's just the fact he went, nope, no regrets.
No, don't regret it. I know.
I don't understand, because I did a tweet saying, I wouldn't condone it, but I can understand just the revenge thing of like, oh, I'm going to shag you, mate. But then to have you her have to involved watch. And watch and no, her that's consent, the, yeah. that's, it's weird. Like, and but that's to give the ex a chance. To like to then go forward and build a relationship. Like,
why? No, if you're done with it, you're done with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So just why would Jaden? Why would Jaden want to be with somebody who did that to him? Why would he want to be with somebody after that had all happened? Why would she want to be with him after he forces her and her friend into this scenario? Why would she want to stay friends with the friend who slept with him? Nobody comes out of this like winning.
No.
It's such a horrible, toxic scenario. And then of course he's telling Eden, who's been in such a similar. Like the very fact best friend,
friend
was used and the fact there was cheating and like he doesn't paint himself in a good light at all. What I also didn't get, obviously it's called Confessions Week. It didn't feel like it was a confession. It felt like he wasn't bothered by it. It wasn't like he was ashamed of it. He was just telling her and it was almost like a sense of pride that he'd got his own back.
Bragging week.
And then Johnny was wondering, do they have to give their confession before they've met their partner, write it down, and then the producers are like, well, you have to do that one. You wrote it down. You have
otherwise, to get the it's going to come up at some point
in the audition process, do they have to say what their confession would be?
Right.
Because I don't think Jaden would want to reveal that to Eden necessarily.
Maybe not that soon.
It's a funny one to pick, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. Like, would you be able to come back from that?
I don't think so. Because there's something weirdly, like, power trippy about it, manipulative about it. It's the, you know, if you're going to get revenge by sleeping with somebody's friend, then they find out later. Yeah. That's part
them,
of it.
Make them watch.
You don't make them watch and then try and stay in a relationship. It's about boundaries, isn't it? Like, if you're finished with that relationship, you're finished. Why are you still kind of manipulating someone and hurting
this.
Them?
I understand
that
there's like sexual kinks where there's voyeurism and stuff, but that wasn't this.
No.
This was like forced to watch, forced to do it. Everybody was like, it doesn't sound sexy. Everyone's like strong armed to be there.
Yeah. And also, do you know, he did say the friend offered.
Yeah.
He did say, didn't he? What something like,
where is this friend? What is she doing?
And then how are they going to stay friends?
Maybe she fancied him and she just thought, hey, all right then. But you know, he did say the friend offered to do it. So I suppose, you know, there's an element of choice, but it's...
I think Eden took it really well in terms of she was obviously shook up by it. You could see her flinching, getting tearful.
Oh, yeah.
And then she didn't accept it and just go, oh, okay. She was like, no, I need to have some time. Mm. Went to see, is it Sarah or Sarah? Because they've been calling...
I'm not sure,
They've been calling her both. Let's say Sarah. Yeah. Went to see Sarah. And it's nice, isn't it, when somebody confirms you, you're not going mad, you are within your rights to be shocked. And Sarah was like, yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
And then to say, then she came back and said to Jaden, like, I can't get past this. This is crazy.
Mm.
And it's the fact that you aren't regretful is the weirdest part.
Well, that's what I liked about her response was that she took her time to think it through.
Yeah.
And she said, it's your irrational response that really upsets me. And to be fair to him, he did then say, he said everything but the word regret. he did say, I wouldn't do it again now.
Yeah, but I think he was backtracking. Because right. in the moment of telling her that really big confession, mm-hmm. he didn't seem remorseful. And then when it affected her and she said why it wasn't acceptable, it was almost like she had to teach him why it wasn't right. And he was like, oh, I'll do better. I'm like, yeah, but you have to actually feel that. You can't just say you'll do better. Does that make you feel remorseful? Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like...
I would wonder if that initial, yeah, but I don't regret it. It was so quick and so automatic. I would wonder if that was his defences have kicked in now.
Defensiveness.
Because he said something that he probably is a bit ashamed and embarrassed by because he's going to know she's going to have a strong reaction to it. Then she did.
Yeah.
So then it's almost like you've got to sort of double down, well, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
So then you can switch off from the feelings because they're probably getting a bit too much because he will have felt too vulnerable then. Then they've both calmed down and he's then been able to say, well, yeah, okay, I wouldn't do it now. He's kind of been able to come away from that vulnerability a little bit, perhaps.
And I wonder how long ago it was. Not that it...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, not that it matters, but if it's 6 months ago compared to 6 years ago, that's quite a big difference.
Oh, definitely.
I think it matters. I think the time matters. Yeah.
He's like, it was last Tuesday before I came on the show. But I've
had
really
time
regretful.
To think about it.
Yeah, I'm a different man. Yeah. For me, I would really find that hard to get past because it's just so icky. And I'd be like, I don't think I can fall in love with somebody who would think of that, like for that to be the revenge that they come up with.
Yeah,
I'm like, have you not heard about putting a kipper down the back of someone's sofa? That's the classic.
Yeah,
but like,
well, because it is very much about power and shame and manipulation and weaponizing, that's the element of
weaponizing
it that's weird.
It's horrible.
I think to use some football parlance, which I know I'm in the right crowd.
We're excited for this.
I'd say it's like an orange card. It's worse than a yellow. So, but it's not quite a straight red. He's probably got, if he fucks up at all in the slightest way, then done.
Potentially. I know what you mean, but for me, I think it would be a red card. And I just say, I'm really sorry, but your initial reaction of that you don't regret it was just, I can't get past. Even though now he's saying he does, it feels like he's trying to backtrack for me. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's scared of losing her, but in the moment, his pride was more important than her feelings or his like defensiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just was really shocked
I was
watching
so shocked. I was trying to guess, wasn't I, ahead of time. Has he got like a secret child he hasn't told anybody about?
I thought he'd been in prison. My guess was that he'd been in prison for like something like a backstreet fight.
Beating
somebody up.
So I wish I'd have been filming it, because in the build up as he was reading out his letter, Claire was just going, he's been to prison, he beat someone up. He's got a kid. He's got two kids.
He used to be a dog.
And then when he said it, it was hands over the mouth, like...
It's not the sort of thing you'd guess, because it's so complicated and like, And I'm not trying to be naive. Like, I know that there's a lot of voyeurism and stuff, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels very different to that. It feels very like strong-armed. And anyway, enough about him. I mean, I wonder if she will come back from it.
Yeah. Did we see them again?
Yeah, we saw them be a bit more soft. Oh, sorry. No, just the conversation where...
But we didn't see them do... Anything. Photo ranking or the phone
that
thing.
That would have been really, really dangerous.
Double down on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see his phone after that confession.
One of the lead-ins to the advert break was a surprise check-in at the Sky Apartments. Oh, what do you think of the Sky Apartments?
Really nice.
Wow, they're amazing.
Really nice.
Two bathrooms.
Nobody's been in the pool yet. I'd be straight in that.
Richard was pretty close by the pool.
Dancing. Oh, he was so sweet.
That tweet was so funny.
My sister messaged me and went, you're not just Lucinda, you're also Richard. She was like, I can picture you dancing by a pool with your headphones in. With your hula hoop. I was like, oh, great. Thanks, babes.
The tweet Claire is referencing is I took a photo of Richard dancing by the pool and did a quote saying, Mom, Grandad got out again.
Literally.
It was very good.
But there was the surprise
check-in.
Oh, well, yes. When they didn't show the face, I thought, oh my God, is it going to be Jack's ex / person and things?
But they've never done that on Maps.
They've never
brought in like a pedestrian off the street.
That'd be amazing.
Quick, sign this NDA.
That would be amazing. But it turned out to... I was very pleased to see her, Natalie.
Mm.
I know.
And then I quickly realised, there's no way they're going to have a new groom for it. It's going to be Collins.
That thought did cross my mind.
She's still think, got Collins
somebody else. Who's just randomly waiting in an apartment? Well, what did he think he was waiting for?
Well, I wondered if they'd filmed the dinner party. This was the next morning and he was just told, you can take all the time you need to check out, enjoy the facilities, because... Yeah, it can't be that much longer after the dinner party, because he thought he was leaving.
Yeah.
And he said to her, I thought you were on a plane to Melbourne. So it felt like it was maybe the next day.
That's
the way that the painted the picture was that they all moved in the next day, wasn't it?
Oh, I think they must have moved in before the dinner party to have somewhere to get ready.
Well, I would have thought that.
Yeah. And also, we were talking last week about how if they'd bonded, they would have had to be in the Sky Apartments a couple of days before the dinner party.
Yeah.
I reckon they've been there a couple of days.
Yeah, they fudge it, because I definitely remember them saying they move into... On the dinner party episode, they move into their temporary accommodation.
Oh, right.
But
Sky.
Thinking about it logically, he must have, even if he went there straight from the dinner party, which makes sense, it was the day after the dinner party, I think, then it's by the time he's woken up the next morning, Natalie's reconsidered and producers are probably saying to him, sit, enjoy the tennis.
Yeah, exactly. And he's not even...
Don't go in the pool, though. You need to be in the apartment.
It probably doesn't take much to persuade him. They just get to give him a little, soundbite. And he's like, oh, what a day. Okay, I can swim. What a day.
He was absolutely amazed when she came back.
I can't believe any expression on his face.
No.
You say he's... Sorry to interrupt. You say he's absolutely amazed, but he looks amazed if he sees a fly.
Yeah, or a chicken.
So I'm like, I can't work out what's genuine shock and what's just him being quite performative.
Yeah.
And it's not a horrible way, it's quite a sweet, endearing way, but it's so performative. I can't work him out at all.
Yeah, it's difficult. And the photo ranking challenge. On paper,
she didn't believe a word. He did
the right thing.
Oh, he did, yeah, on paper.
He said the right things, but he just could not sell it.
No.
It just came across as insincere.
It did, but because his whole personality comes across as insincere. But he played it really well, and he said the right things. And also, some of her lack of confidence would play in there. Somebody telling you you're pretty, and you're like, you have to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're married to me. That's what Johnny is all the time.
How could I ever believe you?
I've got a black eye. I felt for her there because he couldn't have said anything to persuade her, really. But it's his delivery.
I said this to you last night, didn't I? It's because he's just the same. How he delivers anything and everything is the same.
Going to
it's
breakfast.
Same tone.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. Everything's excitable.
Yeah, it's
weird,
the same pitch. It's the same
monotone excitement.
And up and down. There's just...
After the monotone excitement, his facial expression will just drop into panic or fear.
But that's why I always think he needs a reboot. He's glitching because it's his face goes up and down and then stays until he's given another clue or he's given another prompt.
Yeah.
It's really odd, and I don't dislike him. I want him to do well on this, but it's he needs a little kick.
Well, he just needs
turning
more.
Turning on and off again.
Yeah, exactly. He needs more experience. I mean, a kind of sensitive topic about Collins that I've seen online, and we've sort of alluded to it maybe in the last episode, was a lot of people saying about, is he on the spectrum or something like that, and it's I feel awkward,
quite possibly, in which case we don't want to say anything insensitive,
because we don't know. I mean, it's the thing of saying, it's hard because someone like Tim, I think, is quite clearly a bit dim.
Tim with Sarah
is a bit dim, and I've got no issues saying that.
Surprise, surprise.
I know, Collins is a really interesting character to me.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike him, and it would be interesting to find out if he is on the spectrum, and there's obviously clues that he might be, but, what part does the show play then in the assistance somebody gets? I don't mind taking the piss out of things people can change. They can be nice, Jack can be a nicer bloke. People's appearances and people's divergence, I guess we just have to be cautious, which I would want to do anyway. I guess what might be really helpful is when we get to the commitment ceremonies, the experts are experts. They're there for a reason. They deal with all different personalities, and they might be able to bring out of him how he is feeling.
How can they support them as a couple
exactly
to understand each other better?
Because at the moment, we're watching them flail. And not just them, but quite a few couples are absolutely flailing left, right and centre because they haven't had any expert time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had a commitment ceremony.
Yeah, they definitely need a nudge. Well, need some advice, don't they, about how to navigate it. And but especially with Collins just interacting with people.
To be fair to him, like, I think he did handle the photo ranking as best as he could, and actually much better than a lot of the guys.
Oh God, yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I noticed, though, we didn't get to see Natalie do her photo ranking with Collins.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think we actually didn't get to see we got to see more of the men doing it than the women doing it,
because they were more problematic.
Yeah. So we saw Lauren do it,
I think.
But I don't know if we saw many other of the females do it.
The females. But I think that's quite telling, because women are more, women are more emotionally intuitive.
Sensitive.
And so they, sensitive females. I think women would be like, this is where I'm going to put him because this makes our relationship progress easier. Rather than, like, because there are obviously, like, if you're lining people up on just looks, that's quite different to attractiveness. Like, just looks is different to if you're getting to know somebody and you're really drawn to them.
Yeah, I think that once you've met someone, it's very hard to just go off looks then, isn't it? Because you've interacted with them, so you've got an idea of their personality.
I have an example. In The Holiday, you've got Jude Law and you've got Jack Black.
Right.
And some women fancy Jack Black more because he's funny in the film.
Yeah.
And Jude Law's a bit more of like a fuck boy. Yeah. You know, but also widower. beautiful widower. And so I think if you just saw like a photo printout of both of them, more women might fancy Jude Law, but if you're watching the film,
what's the photo ranking
if you had do you know what I mean, though? Like, Jack Black's more of a funny character. And so I guess, like, the photo ranking's hard because they've all met.
Yeah.
And so,
but again, I do think, I mean, I know obviously we don't make blanket statements about men and women, but I do think I do think it's easier for men to do that. That's just on looks, I'll do that. Whereas I think once women have met someone and got to know them a little bit more, it's harder to just separate that out and go on looks.
And then you're like, could he give me children, and does he have teeth?
Has he still got any hair?
How's his sperm count?
Yeah, I do think it would help if Collins could remember anyone's name.
Oh, yeah! But he was
so close with all of them. Didn't he call her Edith?
Edith,
and she's like, Eden.
Keisha, did he call Cassie?
Cassie.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
Lauren put him, like, second or something.
I know.
She's like, Collins is cute.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
did she put him high up?
She did, and then I was actually surprised by that, because wasn't she one of the people who was slagging him off when she was like, his tears are fake?
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, well, he might be a fake cryer, but you think he's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So you said that you thought Collins actually handled it the best out of all the men. What about Timothy?
I know.
Yeah, no, that was a win.
Exceptional work.
He was exceptional. And at first I thought, because it was reminding me of previous series where people have, like, just point blank refused to do a task, as we'll come to with Sarah and Tim. Sometimes people just don't want to do it and you wonder why. And then when Timothy explained himself, I was like, impeccable. And if you want to do like a dirty old man off, Richard's the other example
he
of getting it wrong.
He could not wait to do it.
Yeah, he got it so wrong and thinking he just had to follow and do the task.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Timothy got it so right. And I think even afterwards he says something like, and obviously I would have put you first
anyway.
So actually he didn't even like, it wasn't like, because at first I was like, is Timothy trying to muscle out of the awkwardness of saying all the girls he fancies?
Well, while we were watching it, we both felt like, he's pieced to camera about I'm 10 years older than Lucinda.
20 or 30 years older,
perfect, but you have to make sure Lucinda knows that's the reason you don't want to do it. Because until that point, it did just feel like he was just being stubborn and I don't want to do it because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it did.
Or he was worried that he would, if he was too honest, it would be like, well, all these girls are gorgeous, you're halfway down.
Yeah. But I'm glad he explained it to her and then put her photo down and was like, that's my wife.
I know. It was quite a powerful move as well. Because I think Lucinda would probably respond to some of that alpha male stuff because he's been quite like laid back and not giving her much, as we'll come to. And actually when he sort of slammed it down, I was like, that's my wife. I was like, she needs to hear that from me. She needs to hear some sense of like interest.
Yeah.
You're not showing her much interest.
You've already turned down the Tantric Sex Festival in the mountains.
Multiple times.
I'm not keen to do that.
I don't want to walk around with hippies in the bush with my balls hanging out. Call me old fashioned.
He comes out on the sofa and watch the football and eat a Kit Kat. That's what he wants to do.
I mean, I do... They both need to give... He needs to give a bit more and she probably should not just start following him into the bathroom.
He did such a funny analogy. And I've been on her side, like, obviously. And then he was like, it's a bit like a leaf blower. It's like you've got a little flame. You have to give it a gentle blow. You don't want to get the leaf blower out. And then, obviously, it's edited in such a horrible way because then they're showing her with her arms. She's coming up behind him to give hugs. She's touching his hair. Aww. She's, like, wrestling him. And he just wants to be left alone.
Can we have a little cuddle? I thought that's what we just did.
To be fair, like, I can totally see where he's coming from because... And I can see where both
can
of them...
Can you do me a favour? Look at Claire and just say that again.
I can see where he's coming from. I'm on her side, but it's like, it's that newness of living with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's wanting it to like grow organically. She's trying to help it grow. So she's doing the more mature thing, but he's finding it too much too soon, which I can understand if you're still getting to know somebody and they're coming up behind you to give you really intimate hugs.
I mean, it did seem like a lot, didn't it?
I think it was edited together in probably an unfair way. It was probably like 24 hours of affection put into 30 seconds of like taking the piss. So I think I'd be edited like that and it'd be humiliating. but they could edit anything because if you had a weird little cough, you could have it every once a week and they could edit it so it looks like you're just going around the apartment. So I can see that like he's used to living on his own. And suddenly there's this beautiful woman there who wants to talk about feelings and wants to be affectionate. And he's just Tin Man.
It's not sometimes. Yeah. I don't even think it's Tin Man. I think it's like, oh, I just want to watch the football.
Like, basically, Omar is Tim. Timothy. Timothy. Timothy? Yes.
But in
not Tim.
In fairness, she's been amazing with rejection. She's got this really thick skin or she's got this really like centered self, whatever you want to call it. And she's handled everything with such grace. And then she was finally in tears because she couldn't take any more rejection. And she was like, what are you bringing to this relationship? And that was what he needed to hear because he couldn't name anything.
No, exactly. Like, I mean, you say I'm like Timothy and it's fair because I do. I just want to watch the football. Jesus Christ, you don't have to stroke my hair.
I've given up on that. I've got the dog now. Stroke his head instead.
That's true.
But that being said, definitely the onus is on me as well to make an effort to Aunt Timothy, not you, to show some affection and, you know, make sure that you're doing that as well. He definitely needs to... she has been patient.
Oh, she's been unbelievably patient.
He needs to make some effort. He did bring those flowers, which was nice.
I also like that she doesn't play games. It's like she's very affectionate with him all the time and her love is unconditional. So she's not like, right, well, he hasn't talked to me today, so I'm just going to like ignore him.
Yeah.
Like, she's still very present. And her biggest crime is just that she's very affectionate.
Yeah.
And then I guess I wonder what will come from her having said to him, what are you bringing to this?
Yeah.
And she didn't even do it in an aggressive way. She just was genuinely asking him, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
how are we... what we both bring
in. Yeah, but it didn't end very well, that conversation.
No, then he got sick of it and walked off.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Well, it's the response you'd expect from him, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is, he's kind of shut down, he's awkward. Let's just end it here.
Yeah.
She has been endlessly patient, and I wonder when she'll get to the end of her tether.
I know. What was happening in the conversation between them two when she called him a poor bugger? That was so funny.
She acknowledged that she's been like too
no, but she said it in like because he was using,
she said it to Cameron
because he was talking was about his dog funny. He was talking about like he gets followed around and she said something like, oh, people just love you and want to be with you, you poor bugger. As if to be like, so this funny. Is your biggest problem. I'm trying to show you affection.
Yeah, that was really
and
funny.
Talk about sex and talk about relationships. And he's obviously just, you know, not used to it. I wonder when his last relationship was, because he hasn't said.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like he's been a bachelor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he's lived in his flat on his own with his own space.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, sometimes it is awkward having someone else around you. And I was saying to Johnny while we were watching it, I think she's really intuitive, but I wish she'd just be like, I'm just going for a walk. Because that would give them some breathing space.
Yes.
Go out for an hour, two hours, come back and he might have missed her.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you see, I would bet she has done that.
I know. It's been
because of the yoga thing, and you know, she does yoga and she's mindful, and I bet she has done her things that she likes to do.
Yeah.
But she's still feeling like, you know, she's not getting enough back.
There was a point where I think it was just the way it was edited where it looked like she was just hanging around like a bad smell. And I was go for a walk, go for a walk. But I don't think that's probably the case.
Also, you wonder what instructions they've had. Like, right, we're filming today.
You can't leave
So, unless we take you somewhere that we expect you to be there for filming.
Oh, maybe they can't.
Yeah, they are just on top of each other.
Yeah. I'm going for a walk around the kitchen.
Yeah,
I'll be back in 2 hours.
I'm going to my bathroom.
Yeah.
When I say on top of each other, it's like, you know, when she's like, oh, I want to go onto the other side of the bed, so I'm just going to roll over you.
But she is quite playful. Like, I don't find her affection to be too sincere.
No.
Or like overly touchy feet. I think she's quite playful.
Yeah.
And actually, that was a really cute moment when they're both turning off the lights.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was like light relief, no pun intended. Because it felt like that's where they have some common ground.
Yes.
Where they're just being silly together and there's no expectations.
Yeah.
I think they can get through all this stuff because they have that fun together.
Yeah.
They clearly have a laugh and enjoy each other's company. So I think they can get, like, they both put good conversation at the top.
They did, didn't they?
And they have that, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's intimidated by her sexual prowess.
Yeah. Mm.
When she put it quite high and then his was like third from bottom or something.
Mm. Yeah.
But actually, like, I find it difficult with those because people pull them apart, but they're all important in their own way, but you have to put them in order. So it's just putting like financial stability at the bottom doesn't mean you don't care about financial stability.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still important to you, but you, do you know what I mean?
Like
him putting sex third last doesn't mean he's not interested in sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Yeah. No, I agree.
He's,
yeah.
And it just means he's less interested than she is, which I think he would have admitted without the cards. Yeah.
He probably already has.
So let's compare, which is essentially what they did on the program, compare his photo ranking with Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never seen anyone, especially 62 years old, they should fucking know better. I've never seen anyone fuck it up so badly.
Why did he have to take so much time to explain each and every one of his choices?
Listen, can I just tell you, I'm into black girls.
Oh my goodness, I know. Oh,
everything was just so awkward and horrible, and like with the undertone of these women are all your daughter's age.
Yeah, she's got a hot body.
Oh,
I can't believe he said that. We don't even know who he was talking about,
do
we?
Lauren? I think it was
Lauren.
Was
it Lauren or Eden, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tori, it might have been. Anyway, it was just, it was horrible to watch. And I'm, and like, poor Andrea. Like, the thing is with this ranking, this is what I mean, like, some of these women are conventional beauties.
Yeah.
Some are a little bit older, some are a little bit more girl next door, and that's like undeniable.
Yeah.
But he just needed to understand that he's in this to get a better relationship with Andrea.
Yeah.
Read the room, put her first, not go on about all these women's hot bodies.
The task isn't about objectively who's attractive, it's about your emotional intelligence.
Yes, but people get the task wrong.
Yeah.
What are you
going to
get?
Obviously, if you're... Andrea knows some of these women are 30 years younger than me, effectively. Obviously, they're better looking than me. That isn't what the task is. You know, that if you're going to cast someone for a modelling thing,
yeah,
She knows who's going to get cast. That isn't what the task is. The task is making her feel special.
And also, yeah, I know, but then it's like, you don't want people to lie, but actually, Andrea is beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's about choosing, it's almost putting on those rose-coloured spectacles, being like, we've been paired together, I'm really falling for you, you're gorgeous, I'm going to put you first, explain why you're beautiful, and then do everybody else in whatever order you want.
Yeah.
But like...
I'm not saying you should lie, but the whole thing is like, it's an opportunity to make your partner feel special.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all it is. The rest of them, you could just throw them up on the wall in a random order. Fuck it, just chuck them up on a random order.
Yeah.
Put your wife at the top and just use it as an opportunity to say.
Yeah.
But it is a weird task. But
it's a task for the viewers.
Yeah, I guess.
The couples get nothing from it, do they?
Unless you do it really well, like Lauren and Jonathan.
I don't know. Yeah. But did they really get that much from it anyway? You know, like, the values one I can understand because... you talk about them as you place them and, you know, they're important for your lives and your match.
Yeah.
But it's not important for your lives as a couple to know who out of the people you are going to spend the next 3 months with, the other person finds attractive.
Yeah.
That's just not helpful for a couple.
I don't think.
You would never do that with your friends. You would never be like, right, we've got a friendship group of 10.
Let's rank
them. You rank the 5 women and I'll rank the 5 blokes. You would never do that because nothing good can come of it.
Nothing good can come of it.
You weren't happy when I did those photo books.
It's definitely for the viewer. I know exactly what you mean. It's a stupid task.
Richard's understanding of Andrea's experience of that task was really bad.
Oh, God.
So he was saying
she's flattered
to be third. She's absolutely fine. She's absolutely fine with it. Completely fine with it.
That was worrying.
Yeah.
Like the lack of emotional understanding there.
Yeah.
Or the lack of any sort of... That was
just
crazy.
Read her face. Read the, like, emotion that is just emanating from her. Tune into her a little bit. It's not that hard.
You said to me before he put her photo up, she even gave him a little look
she
of
did.
like
come on,
careful,
then.
You're gonna
I'm watching you.
Madness. And he did, I mean, if we're going to compare him to Timothy, he did end up just looking like a really dirty old man, and it was unfortunate because I was liking him up until that point, and that made me, I'm not 100% off him, but that really put me off,
because he had a very, very easy get out of this task card.
Yeah.
Because he could say, most of these girls, women, are my daughter's age.
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable doing this.
They're all beautiful.
I'd always put you at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He had the easiest, like, get out of jail free card, and he just was oblivious to it. Yeah.
Like, I kept imagining if I was watching my dad do that on TV.
God.
It's just wrong. It's just horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that, like, he could have just said, even if he'd done the same order, and he was just like, beautiful, beautiful. But the fact that he was like, good body.
Oh, no.
Hot body, like, don't sexualize it even more than you have to.
Yeah.
Just like, oh yeah, she's got a hot body. And then just slaps Andrea up joint third and goes out dancing around the pool.
Shockingly bad.
Yeah.
I was like cringing in my body.
It was very cringe.
Do you think he can pull that back? She ended up telling him.
I'm glad she told him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like her.
Yeah.
I think, you know, physically, I think she's gorgeous. She doesn't look like she's in her 50s. And he's very lucky to have this woman who's already like 10 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So physically, I think she's stunning. I think she can compete with those younger women. I think she's got cool dress sense, cool pink hair and all that sort of thing. And then, yeah, she's really in tune with her feelings and not afraid to say. So I'm really glad she said something and didn't just stew on it.
Yeah, she had to. She had to say, like, how she felt about that, but also why, and help him understand. Because he did not understand.
He did seem remorseful.
And give him the opportunity
He got the massage gun out.
I just sometimes can't understand how people get to that age and stage without that understanding. I feel very lucky to be with Johnny because he was looking at me like, is this man mad? Like, like, he got it straight away and I was like, good. Like, I don't have to explain it to you. Why this is weird.
Yeah. How can you not know? And he's got daughters.
His daughter's cool as well. I feel like his daughter would be quite, like, awoke to those sort of things and be like, Dad, don't be weird. I've just thought of the equivalent thing
for them.
Richard would probably be one of those men who comments on people's Instagrams and doesn't realise everyone can see. You're like, fire emoji under like a bikini model. Dad, I can see that you've commented.
Oh no.
Tristan's growing on me. I don't know why. I feared I might find him a bit irritating from the wedding. But I like him. I think he's quite self-aware.
He is. He's very sweet. And, like, I know people who've looked different as a kid. Like, that stays with you. Mm-hmm. You'll always be that person, whether it's, like, the bigger kid or, like, you know, before you had braces or really spotty or whatever it is that you had as an adolescent. And then that's always the person you are in your head. So you can see that he doesn't feel like he doesn't feel confident enough.
Yeah.
But then I was watching it being like, one of you kissed the other. Maybe it needed to be her. I was almost like, somebody needs to...
just
because they were talking about it and talking about it.
So it didn't happen on honeymoon. Because we speculated in that episode, didn't we? Like, right, he speculated dinner. Yeah. After dinner or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, it was. So how
and
did...
so that just didn't happen that night.
Which is such a shame because she would have been waiting for it. And then she might have felt like weirdly rejected.
And then it's become a thing. Because he named it and asked for permission, but then didn't do it.
I know.
He was talking too much about it. Yeah, it can be cause you anxiety, or whatever. But unfortunately, the only way through it is to do it.
Exactly. I think sometimes I have sympathy, but sometimes my sympathy is limited to like, come on, you just have to take a risk. Mm-hmm.
You get 4 minutes of sympathy.
And actually, like, it's not even gendered, because at one point I was like, she needs to just kiss him then, because they're both sat there talking about it. I was like, one of you, come on.
Yeah. But I think the problem was he'd put her in a position where he said something to her like, well, it's all on you because I'm too anxious to do
that. That was a stupid thing to do.
That's not fair for her then to feel like she then has to be the one to initiate it. So then it's all on her. So then it's just become a wedge.
I was cringing when they had that kiss, because then afterwards he was like, oh, you're a good kisser. Then he pecked. They pecked for like 0.1 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
it was so quick.
It's so sweet, because obviously they like each other, but I was like, oh, come on.
It was sweet, but I wanted a better kiss.
I know, me too. I was so unsatisfied. Yeah. And like, they just need to build on that. They need to like take, because he needs to draw a line in the sand, because obviously his self-esteem is quite low. He needs to draw a line in the sand. She does fancy me. She does want to be kissed. I need to just take those opportunities to hold her hand, be affectionate.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not going to go anywhere.
No. Well, he can't be given any more permission than what he has been given.
Written permission.
Yeah.
From Moddy, her dad.
Well, I like the fact that, as I said, I think he's more self-aware than I first realised. I worried that all the talking basically would get too irritated. But then when he, just even a thing like when he gave her the flower and then that was the opportunity to kiss her. He's like, should have done it then, fucked it up.
That was a good moment. That was a good moment. Because you're not going to have a good kiss if you talk about it for an hour.
Yeah.
It just takes away
He started talking about, like, what if there's no spark? And I was like, mate, what are you... You're almost guaranteeing there's going to be no spark.
Exactly.
He's got too into his own head about it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And now he's worried that if they do kiss, then it could all be over.
I know.
Because what if they don't fancy each other?
I think these are two people, again, who'll really benefit from being on the couch with the experts, and let's just see if the experts can help him move past these like self-esteem issues. I don't know if she's I don't know if we describe her as being like quite traditional in that she's waiting for him to kiss her. She doesn't seem to be giving him loads of encouragement or like taking the lead. It almost feels like she's waiting for him to play the masculine role.
Maybe but then also, like Claire was saying, I think him telling her it's all on you. It's like just suddenly there's a weight on your shoulders.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who wouldn't have a problem taking the lead. But you'd have to convince him. You'd have to convince him why you're hot.
Oh, yeah. Have you had to convince Johnny of your hotness?
Yeah, every day.
It's such a chore.
Oh, he's just... Why does he make everything so... Everything manages to be some sort of like ego game. Like... this is already a horrible task, and then he makes it worse. He somehow manages to make it worse.
Well, I was going to say about the language that Richard was using. Jack was almost granular and like, she's got a hot body. If she was dolled up, she'd be better than her.
Yeah.
She's got nice big boobies, which you know I'll like.
But also,
so weird.
The way Jack was talking was like all these women were knocking on his door, and he was having to turn them away and be like, sorry to break your heart, darling, but I don't like women with blonde hair. Sorry to break your heart, darling, but your tits are too small. He was like, none of these women actually want to be with you. This is just a task.
Lucinda, one of the old birds. Who's like, I don't know, like seven, 8 years older.
He's just awful.
And then he said something like, well, I don't like short hair on women. Who does?
Oh, He's just gross.
Lesbians, one.
He's just gross. And then, like, the fact he made her jump through these hoops that weren't part of the challenge.
Yeah.
So it's like he has this real smugness about him where I think he thinks he's a lot cleverer than he is. And he takes something and makes it worse, harder, more problematic than it has to be.
Yeah.
So not only is it like the challenge, he then adds in like, well, you proved to me that you're hot and I need you. And he puts her in this corner. Unfortunately, she rises to it every time and it pisses me off. Mm. I mean, they're sort of made for each other.
Yeah. Like when, what was it? What makes you think you're the hottest? And then she started listing.
Her ears, like, her eyes.
My teeth, which aren't, you know, aren't my, was it a teeth? She'd
my boobs and my eyebrows, which aren't my, I mean, I almost liked, I mean, that confidence is like a good thing, I guess, but the fact she was forced to do it and... But then the thing I don't like is when she almost keeps manifesting what maybe she wants them to be. Because the number of times she'll say, oh, we're the best couple. Yeah, we're the number one couple. Yeah. We're so happy. I'm like, you must be manifesting this because this isn't the case.
We're the superior couple. That is a bit...
It's weird, isn't it?
It's a bit odd. Why it's not... It actually isn't a competition. But you're making it into a competition. Why? Even when Jack was putting Tori at the top of the list and they'd agreed, you know, they talked about her hotness.
She'd proved herself.
He repetitively said, yeah, but you're on par with a few of the other ladies.
It was almost like he kept diminishing it, like twisting the knife, like, yeah, you're hot, but...
It's not, I find you the most attractive. It's you're on par with a few. Not just one, a few of those ladies.
What do you think of during the... Oh, we've not spoken about their photo, the phone swapping thing, and she found the photos of his engagement.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't think that was as bad as she made out.
No.
Because if... I mean, maybe I'm being soppy. If you have these big moments in your life, even if they don't end well, you can't just delete your life's history. No. Like, if you've been engaged before and there's still some pictures, I think you should keep those because it's part of your...
Yeah, it's a significant moment in your life.
Exactly.
Even if it didn't work out, you might want to... It's not that you look at them every day, but you might be scrolling back through some photos and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that day. Oh, I remember the anxiety and I did this and I did that and, you know.
And once the photo is deleted, it's gone forever. But, like, you might want to show your grandchildren, like, before I met grandma... I was engaged to somebody else. So I don't know.
Amazing titties.
I don't think you necessarily have to delete. I found it almost quite odd that it was making her feel so sick.
Yeah.
But then I guess I actually was more surprised she didn't find anything worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I was almost pleasantly surprised that it was just him proposing.
That's probably why it doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah.
We all assumed it'd be, it'd be worse. What do you think of that other thing squawking at me from the other side of the quacking
but
at me?
Tori didn't stand up.
Didn't stand up for it at all.
She's too loud. She's too big. She's too this. She's too that.
And all Tori said was, she is a lot.
Stood up
she
to see, him a
she
bit.
Sees through him, and so she's a threat to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was horrible language.
Really bad.
I mean, we can say it, but he's not allowed to. This is why I'm liking Lauren more and more, because she's one of the only women who is, like, too much for him. Or the phone swapping challenge, I thought he'd resist. So to give him credit, he didn't resist it, and there wasn't anything incriminating on his phone, really.
No.
But I don't know if he would have resisted, because I think he is overly confident that he would just talk her out of anything that was on that phone anyway.
If there were nude photos of an ex, he would just say, well, it was an ex.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, true.
Final couple, Sarah and Tim, with the phone challenge, where it was about reading your most recent correspondence. And you made an interesting point, Claire, that the likelihood is that your recent correspondence is going to be to your mates about your new husband.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
you know. Don't even know each other. Probably said something or done something that you're not that keen on, or you don't know what to make of it, or it's slightly annoyed you because all of a sudden you're living together.
Yeah,
that
and
would be
you probably
guess.
Said something that you don't really want them to know about, because maybe you feel a bit differently now that you've spoken to your mates about it.
That's totally fair enough. Even if you hadn't just met, I think you should be entitled to some vent about your partner to someone.
I think where she fell short there, because I felt for Tim in that instance, where she fell short was she should have said, you can trust me, I'm not cheating on you, I'm not messaging anyone, I can show you my phone,
yeah,
but let's be honest, we've just met, I've been talking to my friends and family about how we're getting on.
Yeah.
So you might find things you don't like, but it's not anything to be jealous of.
Yeah.
Because set it up like that, and then he can decide if he wants to read stuff. Because if you go through anyone's phone, you'll eventually find something you don't like, even if you trust them, even if it's someone you love, a good friend.
Yeah.
If you try hard enough, you'll find something you don't like, because we're all human.
Yeah.
So she should have just set it up as like, you won't find anything there of me cheating on you, but you might find some stuff of me just like venting to a friend.
Yeah.
But she didn't explain any of that. So if that is the case, I think he is left thinking that she's cheating on him.
It was much worse to not give him the phone. Although the principle of it, I understand.
It's a weird challenge again. It's like a very invasive challenge.
Yeah.
But by denying it, you look so guilty.
Yeah. That's it. You're right. It's just about the way she presented it. There was no need to be so adamant about like... And then you could tell he was in a bit of a bind because he wanted to look, but then he didn't want to...
He's like, I'm trying to be a good husband.
Yeah.
I want to read your messages, and that is the task.
Yeah.
But also...
I have to why can't we what you're saying.
Why can't we just trust each other?
Yeah.
Because I want to read your messages.
I felt like her line was a bit... When she was like, I haven't given you a reason not to trust me, so you'll just have to trust me. And a bit, it felt a little bit like if it was a bloke saying it, I wouldn't like it. So it felt like I need to give that the same... I need to do the same with her. It didn't feel very nice. I think she needed to explain herself a bit more. It was like she was trying to shut it down, which looked guilty.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And because he's been cheated on before, he was reading into it. He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I felt for him a little bit because now his mind's going to be spinning.
Well, definitely. I put on Twitter that if he did trust her before, he's not sure now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally backfired for him.
Totally backfired.
Yeah. It is an odd task though, isn't it, really? Again, is this for the viewers? Because what good can come of this?
I'm all in favour.
Definitely.
So I can understand her saying that, no, it's too invasive, I don't want to do it. But it's about how she perhaps didn't explain it well enough.
Totally.
Get him on side with it in some way.
But in a way, I'm amazed anybody does agree to do it. You're trusting a stranger going through anything on your phone that might be like your search history, you know, if you had an embarrassing Veruca or like your messages to your best friends where you take the piss out of each other, and maybe you do slug off your partner just to let off some steam. Being like, oh, he's been in the bathroom all morning, I need to wash my hair, or like he's pissing me off the way he whistles, like, but then I'm trying to think of really innocuous, like innocent things that then the person's like, well, you obviously hate me.
I just want to eat a Kit Kat and watch the football. She won't stop stroking my hair.
I know, exactly. I think some of these tasks are tricky.
Yeah, they are. Like we've said a few times throughout this episode, a few of them need the experts now. So the commitment ceremony is coming.
Can't come soon enough.
Yeah. One thing that struck me about these episodes, it was the flashbacks to previous seasons.
Yeah,
we've never done that before.
I feel like
we've not had that, have we? Flashbacks to like series 10
have.
And then they showed they showed Shannon and
they did.
They showed Jesse as well.
Jesse, I'd completely
for some reason
about
I feel like they've done that before, but maybe I've flashed back in my own head.
Yeah. I don't remember it, but I liked it.
Well, Monday is going to be the commitment ceremony, first commitment ceremony of the series. I can't wait to see what happens then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to everyone on Tuesday. We'll break that down and obviously Tuesday's episode as well.
Will Collins and Natalie make it through the first commitment ceremony? Because we didn't think we'd see them on the sofa. And I'm so pleased we are.
Yeah. Such a shock. We'll see. Yeah. What do you reckon? Do you think?
Yeah. I think now that they're back. Yeah.
I think he's going to write stay every week.
He loves those dinner parties so much.
He's going to keep Natalie trapped
there. He doesn't want to go back to work.
So, until Tuesday, I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Sarah Clark.
I've been Claire Limmer Abid.
Sarah, if you're going to go off and dance around the pool like Richard, make sure you don't slip.
Oh, yeah. Two black eyes next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.